Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's winter in Johannesburg. Scarves are out, heaters are on. And so why is there rain? Yep. This July, Joburgers have found themselves not just chilled, but also a little bit soggy. So rain in winter isn't unheard of, but it's rare enough, I think, to raise a few eyebrows. That storm on Friday night wasn't just a little bit of winter rain. It was really, really quite significant, and speaking to quite a few people, this extended all the way up to Limpopo, so it was quite significant. Joining us to help separate the weather from the warnings, the drizzle from the disaster, the climate from conspiracy, see what I did there, there is a climatologist Tina Fati here. Let's find out if we really should worry, if we should wear gumboots, or just enjoy the novelty. Tina, good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, we did check a few people, many. My whole WhatsApp group was filled with comments. What's going on? Is this winter? Oh, my word. How unusual is July rain?
Oh, it's not particularly unprecedented to get rain in July, especially when large cold fronts come through. cold fronts that we get coming through from that first hit Cape Town and then moves through the central interior of the country is not uncommon. And with a cold front system, typically there is rain. That's how Cape Town and the Western Cape get their winter rainfall. But it's not that common for that rain to make its way all the way into our central interior, certainly into Gauteng. But typically what happens is we get these big layers of cloud, and if we do get rain, it's a little bit of drizzle. It's very unusual, but not, of course, unprecedented. For us to get thunderstorms and hail at this time of year.
Yeah, so that's what was odd, was this hail, because I always thought that if we had rain in winter, it would be this sort of sleety rain, maybe, because from time to time we have had that, where we look and we can't quite tell if there's a little bit of ice or snow in it or if it's rain. But yeah. I don't recall a storm with hail like we saw on Friday evening.
Yeah, so the difference is the type of system that we saw. So as I mentioned, typically we get these layers of stratus clouds. But what happened on Friday, it was a much more convective system. Right. So it means that there was lots more uplift. So usually what happens is with a cold front system, which is it's associated with low pressure, which is rising air. But what usually happens is there's usually quite a lot of it's a high pressure system that sits over the central parts of the country, which is why Joburg and Gauteng get really clear, clear, dry winters, because we have that high pressure. So usually what happens is that cold front comes through, hits the high pressure, and air doesn't lift up. But what happened this time is we've had cool weather. It hasn't been very, very cold. But what really happened was there was quite a big low front system off into the Indian Ocean. And it's what that system then allowed is moisture to be drawn through and the low pressure to come a little bit further to the eastern side of the country. So when the cold front came, instead of hitting downward moving air, it hit air that was already able to lift and already had some moisture in it. So what ended up happening is we had these big cumulonimbus clouds forming as that cold front came through. And the reason why we had hail is because it was colder, it's a lot easier for that air as it rises to hit freezing point and then freeze, and then as it
fall
as it got cold, and then it fell as tiny droplets, and then that uplift uplift, left, brought it up again, and then it did that multiple times, and that's how you get little hailstones.
Right.
So it was the reason why is because there was already moisture and already uplift in the broader eastern side of the country when the cold front came through.
Right. Can we expect more of this over the next few weeks?
We probably won't have another. Another one of those convective systems, what you saw that came behind the cold front that we had, was quite a big ridging high.
Mm-hmm.
So the typical high pressure system came through, and now you can see another cold front has come through, but it's much more of the typical type of cold front where it's these layers of cloud and just the cold weather rather than as much moisture.
Right.
But you can see that there is more moisture around at the moment. Which is why we did have a little bit more rain.
Which I think is wonderful because this part of it's from now till the first rains that I know I struggle when the air gets just dry and there's more and more dust around. So I thought that was only too wonderful that it just clears so much the air and the, you know, on Saturday morning it was magnificent. I actually felt I could breathe when I was outside walking. It was just really, really lovely. So it really does help. Does it impact, have any negative effect on agriculture in the area that doesn't typically have this type of water at this time of year?
Yeah, well, you're definitely more likely because there was rain and then very clear skies, the temperatures would have dropped quite low. So the likelihood of having a damaging frost would have been higher, and especially as we're starting to get towards the end of winter. I suppose I'm not completely in tune with when planting would happen, but I do know that the extra moisture that is unexpected is probably leads to higher risk of frost and freezing that the farmers will not want.
So that they will not be happy with. Yeah. That is where we do leave it. Thank you for that. Thank you for explaining it to us. Tina Fatty, who is a climatologist, just explaining to us why we had the rain and what we can expect.